Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
This is KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, and we're really excited this morning to feature a musician that we know very well, and another one that we're learning more about this morning. City of Neon, a.k.a. Jake London in studio. How are you, sir?
Morning.
How nice to we? Have you. And Morgan Mallory, a veteran of KX93.5.
Top of the morning to you.
Welcome back.
Top of the Morgan to you. Where are you? Are you behind the computer screen?
Yeah, hello.
So you guys have a show tomorrow at the Wayfair in Costa Mesa, which is doing really cool things over the past couple years since it's kind of transferred its identity. You, Jake, are debuting some songs on our station this morning.
Correct.
That have never been heard by the public.
No one's heard them.
Wow. We're proud of that.
I'm excited.
Why'd you pick us?
Because this is my hangout. Why not?
You play downstairs a lot.
I play downstairs. I play all over the place.
At the wine gallery. Cool. Yeah. Well, we're very happy that you're doing that with us. Tell us about the EP, the 6-song EP.
Sure.
And its origin and whatever.
EP is called Ruminator. It's a 6-song EP, and origin kind of came about a delineation from my folk singer songwriter days, and I kind of wanted to find a different sound, so I kind of went into a more pop rock, kind of an 80s-esque vibe. So
cool.
Yeah.
We're talking about how it's kind of hard. There's a lot of first name, last name singers in the world. You know, a lot. So maybe picking up a moniker is the right thing to do.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy, but you know,
there's cool. One right there.
Yeah, Morgan Mallory.
You have a pretty unique first name, last name.
Yeah, no one ever expects me to be a dude.
I didn't.
I M squared.
I love it. It is difficult though. You got to sing a songwriter. You want to transition to a band. You take up a name. You could either do that or try and convince the rest of the world to do it. Like everybody other than musicians,
right,
should just have a name. Like, just some people, like your mom. You could call your mom. I don't know what you call. What would you call your mom? Turbo.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes.
I don't know. I just kind of don't know why I come with that. I've never met your mom, so I don't know, but.
She's cool. Yeah.
Mark could call Turbo. My mom could be Turbo. What?
Yeah, you know.
You're don't look so at me weird. Like that. I don't know. No, it's a tough thing. It's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's been a weird thing, but it's cool. I'm excited about it. It hasn't been easy, but.
There's all kinds of good reasons for doing it. It's like getting married. There are tax advantages, number one.
Right.
Right? It's having a band. Because they can't write to you personally. You can just be. You can incorporate the band, right? You can't incorporate yourself, but you can come out. And then also, you know, if you get sick of the bass player, you can kick him out and you don't have to change the name.
Still, that's true. Yeah.
You know,
that's
if you're true. Simon and Garfunkel and you kick Garfunkel out.
It's true.
Which Paul Simon must have wanted to do on a daily basis since the day you met him. You know, you've got to, once you lose him, that's it. You can't be Simon and Garfunkel anymore unless you get his sister in or whatever.
What's her name?
Well, something Garfunkel, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think.
Well, just undergo a huge talent search for anyone with the last name Garfunkel. Just hope that they have something.
Go through the phone book.
Excuse me, Garfunkel. We have an opening.
Is this Mr. Garfunkel? Yeah. Well, he play guitar or anything? Okay. Tambourine? No?
Oh. Go figure. We need a Garfunkel.
Sounds like you guys have got it figured out.
Anyway, it was nice. Yeah. Yeah. Nice of you to come in, and we'll see you next
thanks
time.
Thanks for coming
Cheers.
In. Yeah. Right. So tomorrow, the show, 8:30 at the Wayfair. Who else is on the bill?
So it's Morgan here, myself, and David Rosales.
Cool.
Yes.
And then we're going to hear a bunch of songs from you this morning. Jake's going to play a couple or one live, and we'll debut those ones from your EP.
Yes.
And then Morgan's going to do the same, play a cover for us, and play a song from his unreleased album. When does the EP come out?
February 16th.
Cool.
Yeah.
On all digital devices
all
and whatnot?
All digital devices and
all
whatnot.
Right. Are you selling any? You're not selling anything tomorrow?
I've got a few very select. You know, I have a handful.
All right.
So.
Well, that's nice
to
of you.
Jack the price. No,
get,
I'm just
get the very, very early release edition.
Don't go shrilly.
Exactly.
All right.
I'm selling the rest of my CD collection tomorrow.
Yeah. No, I was thinking about that.
Well, what are you going to play for us?
Okay, so this first track that I'm going to do acoustically is kind of the middle of the album. It's called Wild Eyes, and it's probably the slower, more mellow of the tunes. So,
cool. Whenever you're ready. Sure. City of Neon in studio now. Live set for us on KX93.5.
Outpost on the radio, driving down the 101. I'm making movies up in my head, thinking about all the things I've done. You see the stitches up on my sleeve, I'm still mining for the best of me. There's something hiding in your wild eyes. Can you tell me if I'm still alive? Oh, and take me away. Don't hold back, love me like you need it. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it. You found me in a shallow pool, staring up into the stars. Two broken kids with a wrong to prove, becoming dancers in the dark. Meet me in that teenage dream, let the walls come crashing down. The night was meant for you and me, wearing crimson and a crown. Oh, and take me away. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it. See what you find. Walk with me a million miles. Don't ever lose sight with those wild eyes. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it. Said, don't hold back, love me like you mean it. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it.
Yeah, man. Hey. Great.
It's good writing right there.
Hey, beautiful.
It's called Wild Eyes.
Yeah. Very cool.
Thank you.
Nice job. City of Neon. That's live music on KX93.5. Again, tomorrow at the Wayfair, 8:30, you can see him. You can see Morgan Mallory. You can see David Rosales. And we're going to hear from Morgan Mallory in a minute. But now, the moment we've been teasing all morning, Jake, the debut of your songs.
All right, let's do it.
And we're very proud to do this. We're debuting music from his EP, which again is called...
Ruminator.
Ruminator.
Yes.
And what's the first song that we're going to play?
First song is called Electric Love.
And then it goes into the next track, which
It'll go right into the next track, which is called Out of My Head. And a few people might have heard Electric Love on a couple of recent blog posts and such.
Cool.
However, not on air. And the other one, no one has heard yet.
Awesome. Well, we're so thrilled to do this. It means a lot to us to debut music, especially from local artists who kind of rely on us for that. So thank you for allowing us to. Two songs from City of Neon now as a debut on KX93.5.
Tell me up and wreck the room. kiss. Think I like you when they look. She is electric.
You're so well taken off your dress.
That is two songs in a row from the new EP from City of Neon, a.k.a. Jake London, in studio now. The EP is called Ruminator. It comes out next month. Awesome stuff, man.
Thank you.
Great production value, all done locally with local musicians in Orange County.
So grateful to
have those guys. Centric stuff. I love it. Tomorrow at the Wayfair is where you can see City of Neon and also Morgan Mallory, who's right over there. Hi, Morgan. Hello.
Hello.
So cool. This is great. I love having you guys in studio, and your music is excellent. So no complaints from me. Your new record comes out in spring.
Mid-spring. Yeah.
Right? And that, no, we're familiar with you, and we've had your music for a while, and we saw you play Local Brews, Local Grooves, or whatever it was at House of Blues. I can never
it's a fantastic event.
I never get the name right. but you've never released an album or an EP or anything.
Nothing.
So you've been working on it for a while. You've been letting it ruminate.
I like that.
Percolate.
So why now? What's the...
Everything finally came together. Just been kind of putting all the pieces together for the past maybe like 5 years. There are songs in this record that were written like it feels like a lifetime ago. But as a solo artist, you need a team. Like you need a good team. And I found the right people after I moved down here 2 years ago from Portland. And woo-hoo! There are these incredible musicians that go by the name The Hitstorm, and they're sort of like Orange County's Wrecking Crew.
Okay.
From back in the day, if you remember, if that rings a bell at all. And they're these dudes, Phil, Ryan, and Justin, and Steve Majora, from time to time, who they just knock it out of the park every single thing.
They're like OC's house band.
Oh, seriously.
They're legit.
Yeah.
Legit dudes.
Whoever you are, you should hire them.
And you guys, I think this is amazing. You didn't really know each other, but you ended up using the same players. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
For each of your albums independently from one another.
And then we met each other after.
And it just so happens you've got a show together tomorrow night that works out nicely because the same people are on our record.
Right.
So let's just share them for the show.
All the instruments stay on stage.
Yeah.
We had these illegitimate children that ended up meeting on the playground.
True. Yeah. Up in Portland.
Oh, yeah. We're both from Portland.
Both from Portland.
And you both have beards.
Yeah. Mine's a little shorter.
Yeah, but I see the potential.
Yeah, it could get big.
Oh, you have massive potential.
The Revenant. That's my goal.
Well, we're excited to hear some stuff from you now, Morgan, as well. You're going to do a cover for us.
Yes.
Oh, before we get to that, quickly, your album, the proceeds are charitable.
Right. Okay, so the whole thing happened last year. Everything from front to back. We crowdfunded it on GoFundMe. We raised $8,000 between 150 different people, and that got the project running.
Awesome.
We were able to do it at Hybrid. And I got all the right people for that. But then the main point was when it was all said and done that I would kick back a large portion of it to arts education programs, which are drastically cut. Like a bunch of them got cut from the school that I went to. It's a big deal to me. So just around Christmas, I was able to cut some checks to arts organizations that really helped me develop.
From excess funds from the Kickstarter?
There were no excess funds from the Kickstarter. but one of the stipulations was half the proceeds of the record sales.
Got it.
Physical copies, in a day and age where physical copies don't get sold, we were able to sell, from an unreleased album, we were able to sell enough for me to cut a few $100 checks to these arts organizations.
Good for you, man. Right. Yeah.
Just like none of it went back into my pocket, and it felt really good to like, here's a scholarship for some 14-year-old kid who can't afford to go to camp this year.
Yeah.
Right. That sort of thing.
Well, it seems like your intentions are in the right place, you know? And it seems like you kind of have there's a more important meaning behind what you're doing rather than your own personal.
Well, I wouldn't have moved down here. I wouldn't have found the guys in Hitstorm. I wouldn't have done this record if the planets hadn't aligned.
Yeah.
And just found all the right people with the right hearts.
A lot to be thankful for.
Oh, so much. Yeah.
All right. We'll play that tune for us. Then we're also going to play a song from your unreleased album, the lead single and the first track.
Mm-hmm.
But first, start with that cover. That sounded really cool in soundcheck.
Cool. All
right. We were victims of the the chemical, physical, kryptonite, helpless to the base and the fading light. Oh, we were bound to get together, bound to get together. She took my arm, I don't know how it happened. We hit the floor and she said,
destiny. I said, ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me. A backless dress and some beat up sneaks. My discotheque, Juliet, teenage dream. I felt it in my chest and she looked at me. I knew we were bound to be together, bound to be together. She took my arm. I don't know how it happened. We hit the floor and she said, oh, don't you dare look. Your eyes on me. I said, you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me. Shut up and dance with me. Shut up.
Yeah. Great. Awesome, man.
Very cool.
Morgan Mallory. You know, we were one of the first stations in America to play Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance. And cool. Now we're the first station to play Morgan Mallory's cover of Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance.
Inception.
I'm proud of that, too. Jason Fetty, anything you want to say to these gentlemen before we leave?
Oh, I hope you've all got jobs as well. It's such a hard game, you know. I really feel for you and respect is due. Such good songwriter, especially the Walk the Moon song. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Well, I wrote that for them. Just kidding.
But you guys are writers, and you're out there sharing your passion, and you're burying your souls, and no doubt getting all kinds of sexually transmitted diseases in the process. And I'm really proud of you. It's good to see.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, you've been like a father to me, so I hear you say that.
Are you my father?
I just got to live up to your example, so...
You may not want to do that.
That City of Neon like and Morgan Vader. Mallory performing tomorrow at the Wayfair in Costa Mesa. David Rosales also on that bill. We're going to leave you with the lead track on Morgan Mallory's unreleased album. What's it called? Manifesto?
The record is called Manifesto, yes.
And the track is called Larger Than This Life.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.
Yeah, take care.
Storybook beginning, stupid enough to think we weren't pretending, noble at heart.